Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The Chicago Blackhawks defend United Center Ice tonight against the best road team in the National Hockey League as the dominant Tampa Bay Lightning make their only appearance in Chicago this season. At 9-0-1 in their last 10, the Lightning are easily the hottest team in the National Hockey League, but the Hawks are hoping to cool them off with team speed and tenacious play. And if they can pull it off, the Hawks will have beaten the two best teams in the NHL's Eastern Conference and will have done so on back-to-back nights. So we'll see if it happens. It's going to be a tall order for the Hawks. I think they're up to it. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Charlie Romeliotis and Jack Heinrich. Second and final meeting this season between the Blackhawks and the Lightning set to begin. We go down to center ice. We're underway and the Hawks control. Dickinson took it away from Crozier in the right wing corner. Then Crozier takes it back. Oh, and then he's smothered with a body check by Foligno. And the gloves come off. Finley and Nick Foligno are going to have at it. It's a wrestling match in behind the net right now. Finley throws a right. Foligno tags him with an uppercut and an overhand right. And they continue to grapple in the corner to the left of Vasilevsky. Foligno's got the right arm cocked, takes the right hand. Foligno looking to throw the uppercut, and now throws one over the top. He takes an uppercut from Finley, but then throws two more rights into the helmetless head of Finley, and now he's just giving it to Finley, who's trying to keep away from these punches. The linesmen need to jump in because Nick Foligno is about to KO the guy. And the fight ends as Foligno falls on top of Finley in the far corner. Or into the Lightning zone to Green, wide open in front. Deekson shoots, he scores! A beautiful feed by Oliver Moore in front of the Lightning net, and there was Ryan Green to fire it home. It's an even strength goal, and the Hawks take a 1-0 lead.
Well, poor Ryan Green. We were just talking about how he's been snake bit, and hopefully this one's going to count, but they are going to take a second look. You know, this might be one of those weird possession plays, John, because Nick Foligno is clearly in the offensive zone, but Oliver Moore doesn't touch the puck until Foligno has actually tagged up again. So this might be one of those weird possession plays that actually does go in favor of Chicago's.
Let's get the call.
On video review, it's determined that the play was onside, therefore we have a good goal.
Oh, what do you know? Yes, sir.
Tampa is now being assessed a bench minor for delay of game.
Dostu, he'll stick the puck down behind the Hawk net. Vlasic digs it out, moves it around with Nod out. Hagel now put it in front of the net. Kucherov shoots and scores. And Nikita Kucherov was cruising in front of Arvid Soderblom, who looked to me like he was trying to position himself to stop Hagel's shot. And Hagel very cleverly put that through to Kucherov, who had about half a net to shoot at. He could have closed his eyes and scored on that one. We're tied at one. Kucherov over the Hawk line down the left wing side. From the corner, pokes it back to the point. Moser fires. Look out! It's stopped in front. Loose puck at the top of the crease. Pulled out of there by Connor Bedard. And just in time as the horn sounds, ending regulation. So just like last night, the Hawks will head to overtime and try and get the extra point. They do extract at least 1 point from this hockey game. Each team gets a point, and now it remains to be seen who's going to win in overtime or possibly the shootout, dare I say. Pass for Gord to the Hawk line. He steps into the zone, gave it to Radish. Back to Gord, right circle. Fed it up the slot, and a shot from Gergensen's block. Radish will run out of time as he grabs the puck in the high slot, and the horn sounds. So just like last night, we're going to go the distance, buddy. Going to the shootout, and we'll find out if Oliver Moore will be the hero again tonight.
Do we know if it's anyone's birthday on the Blackhawks that could get out here to... Look at this.
Oh, Louis Crevier. Oh, Louis just winds up and fires a bomb from between the circles. Put Vasilevsky back on his heels. Louis picks up the puck at center ice. Carries over the Lightning line on the right wing. Cuts in front of the net. Deeks and shoots. He scores! C'est la vie, Louis Crevier, le but! And the Hawks in the shootout take a 2-1 lead. But this is Dominic James. James is ready. He takes the puck at center ice. Carrying into the Hawk zone down the left wing side. Cuts to the slot and shoots. He scores. And the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Hawks in the shootout. Final score of the hockey game. It's the Lightning 2 and the Hawks 1. Well, a disappointing end to a back-to-back sequence where the Hawks could have swept both games, but the Lightning came into this game as the hottest road team in the National Hockey League, and they now pick up their 19th win against four losses and four overtime or shootout losses. And I mentioned dominant at the top of the broadcast. I wasn't kidding. They find a way to win games, and they did here tonight in Chicago.